Some Alaska tribal organizations say last week's dam break at a British Columbia mine shows what could happen closer to home. The groups say similar dams planned for several near-border mines could damage or destroy fish runs in both countries. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld recently visited British Columbia as part of his ongoing series on transboundary mine issues. He found some tribal governments strongly support development.
Here you'll see some of the types of ways that we use Ilikins. They're sun-dried as well as smoked.
Carrie Small explains what's in a display case in Northwest British Columbia's Nisga Museum. It's a gleaming glass-fronted building in a wide valley about 20 miles from the Alaska border. The valley surrounds the Nass River, home to the Nisga Nation and its tribal government, which is at the forefront of Canada's Aboriginal rights movement. Small points to a carved rectangular wooden dish used to process ulikins, also called candlefish or hooligan.
The bottom's laid with fern. You kind of like cook it down, and that's how you create the grease. And this is ulikin grease. It's like liquid gold, you know? And it's one of the most valuable items still to this day.
The ulikin being called the survival fish because it's a very important part of our cycle of food that we get in abundance.
Kevin McKay is executive chairman of the Nisga government's legislature. He says the Nisga people depend on the health of the Nass River to keep the ulikin coming, as well as salmon. But they also need jobs. That's one of the reasons the tribal government signed an agreement this summer pledging support for the Kerr Sulphuritz Mitchell mine under development to the north.
I will tell you exactly what we said to our people, our citizens. And that is, we have taken every measure and every opportunity to mitigate those environmental impacts throughout the life of the project.
KSM will store its tailings, ground up rock left over from ore processing, behind dams within the Nass River watershed.
We had some concerns with the original design that they had presented throughout the course of our negotiations.
McKay says those changes will cost the developer a couple $100 million. KSM says changes made to address Aboriginal concerns bring the amount to about $500 million.
Now, I dare say, without that significant move by the proponent, it may not have been possible for the parties to reach a mutual agreement.
Total development costs for the mine are estimated at $5.3 billion. McKay says the Nisga agreement with KSM also provides lump sum payments, training, jobs, and environmental protections.
There are no 100% guarantees. We go into this with our eyes wide open.
You know, I just firmly believe that this is a bad idea.
Ketchikan's Rob Sanderson Jr. co-chairs the Southeast Alaska-based United Tribal Transboundary Mining Work Group. It's backed by the Tlingit-Haida Central Council, as well as several communities' tribal governments. All the groups say the KSM and other near-boundary mines could threaten the Yunik, the Stikine, or the Taku Rivers, which flow from Canada into Alaska.
We live in a very seismic area of the world. And one of our big concerns about the KSM is the scale.
They're not just concerned about when the mines are operating. Sanderson and other critics worry about the decades or centuries after they close when tailings dams fail.
You know, if they get up to capacity and production, we have a catastrophic event, you know, that pretty much puts southern Southeast Alaska into a dead zone.
Those objections won the backing of the Washington, D.C.-based National Congress of American Indians this summer. It's urging Congress, the White House, and the State Department to push Canadian officials to increase environmental scrutiny, but the KSM's environmental protection plans are close to approval, and the Red Chris mine, owned by the same company that had the dam collapse, is already extracting ore within the Stikine River watershed. Other mining projects concerning tribal groups are Galore Creek and Shaft Creek in the Stikine River watershed and Tulsiqua Chief near the Taku River. This is Ed Schoenfeld.